Claudia's chapbook, Accidentals, was published by Apartment 9 in March 2011. It won the 2011 B.P. Nickel Chapbook Award. We got this news last December. Well, the press wasn't very active at the moment, so we never got a chance to properly celebrate this or to celebrate it publicly. So I want to take this chance, first of all, just to say congratulations to Claudia officially, publicly. We were talking yesterday, Claudia and I, at like 6:15 in the morning as we were driving to the radio about all these small little moments of chance that came together for that book to be published and then to wind up under consideration for the award. So it seems fitting this book titled Accidentals has wound up there. When we launched the book last year, I described it as one that was consistently surprising and rewarding. I said there was a real joy of discovery and freedom in the poems for the reader as much as for Claudia in her act of writing. And I was rereading the book, and all of that to me still holds true 18 months later. Since she conquered Canada's chapbook community, Claudia has been astonishingly busy. Among the most interesting of her various projects has been a series of collaborations with visual artists, including What Year Is This?, poems in response to photographs by Olivia Johnston at the Red Wall Gallery, and Saturation, The Joy of, poems in response to Tilt, orchid photographs by Jake Morrison at the Orange Gallery. Her willingness to explore and experiment in her work are qualities I think we should all aspire to. I can't wait to hear what she's going to read today. Claudia.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you very much. As Cameron said, the whole process of this book was a nice, happy accident. I had been working on these poems, and I've written a lot of poetry in those last couple of decades, and I enjoyed it, and I worked on them, and I get excited about a poem, or by a theme, or by getting a book published. Well, when I started working on these poems, they were a bit bizarre, a bit unusual, and it's the first time my blood sort of started to boil over poems. And it was kind of funny, because when I would read them, they sound confusing, they're not stories, they don't end up, here's a nice story that you've just heard. But despite all that, I wanted to put more ideas together. And so I started reading these at the Tree Reading Series, which is the most fabulous place to read. And one day Cameron came up and he said, "Do you have more of those?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I do. Well, would you mind if we did a chapbook?" Whereas I just about flew right out of the room with the wings on, without wings, and just disappeared, because his chapbooks are so beautiful, and the people who he had chosen to make chapbooks for were so amazing right from the beginning. So I'll bow down to Cameron all my life, you know, I'll be crawling on my hands and knees, but it really has meant a lot. And if you get a chance to get a book done by Cameron, as Bill and Rachel will attest, you really feel very, very special. The poem that he heard that night, and he sort of said, this is the poem that sort of started it off, is this one. When ideas have sex. Crows laugh with each other, rowdy and jeering like drunken men. This is how a puma purrs, he says, and then he shows me the wisdom known as arendir. Why pachyderms prefer picnics without ants. How Banksy leaves art anywhere ideas might get together. Where memory is a city bus system, where looking for love's like mowing the lawn, or discovering the delusions of a schizophrenic mouse. As dusting the house is a trail through time, as growing up is like visiting Las Vegas, for even a sun knows no more than a toad. A galaxy understands no more than the mouse. Embalming and Egyptians, not understanding what the brain was for, throwing it away. Beethoven, at the end, his declaration, "Friends, the comedy is over." Schiller's skull on a velvet cushion. Schubert's and Beethoven's exhumed the same day. "Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. I want to be Cary Grant," said Cary Grant on LSD. Cary Grant's, "Oh, those wasted years, why didn't I do this sooner?" Cary knew we're just a bunch of molecules until we know who we are. Lawrence of A saying his mother mated with a scorpion, so who told? Ideas rub up against ideas, purr up to it, dust off, appreciates, leaves it around, exhumes, relatives, jeers, embalms, moles, mates, Banksy's it, until this is as close to tantric as it gets, his shoulders in ambient light. This will be the daughter you always wanted, scent of meadowsweet. And so you don't come out of that with a story, but you might come out of it with, let's take some ideas I had last year, they might go with some ideas that I have this year, and see what happens. On the internet, I noticed a couple of years ago an incident wherein one day in the Bay of, in Biscayne Bay, Florida, a piano was found on a sandbar right out in the middle of the bay. And that intrigued me. In celebration of a mysterious piano, a mysterious piano turns up on a sandbar in Biscayne Bay, Florida. A vision so stark and eternal, it says you can be everything to everyone and yet not know who you are. Send this to 10 people you care about. By 10 tomorrow morning, your wish will be granted. You are waving from an ocean liner as if someone is waving back, your mouth on mine. Was it the start of what, until now, I've only imagined? You will dicker over the price, looking for the best bargain possible. Leave behind any reminder of raggedy dolls and rummy relatives. There's a piano, black keys, white keys. Once its music was a kiss, a flight, the story of the universe. It took you to knowing, like Cummings, that where you are is not is where you are not. The piano there, where it is not a piano, but a complicated being saying, pick up every bone, pick up every bone. Listen to the breeze whisper from a forest floor. I'll just read a couple more, and then enough confusion, we'll get back to some poets who make a little bit more sense on first reading. An inch, an ounce. Ancient practices, a way of being together, all humans understand. Mary had a little lamb, reawakened. Let's deliver ourselves from all ill-fitting dialogue. It's here she keeps those 700 kisses. The even pallor of her winter skin, birds discovered outside normal ranges called accidentals. How often small-time criminals are so often named Angel or Jesus. How it is written that feathers shall raise men to heaven, even as they do birds, for what else is the compensation for those who die? Remembrance Day? Poppies? We are our bothered selves again, the world outside contesting with us, as if it has withdrawn its ambassadors. I felt I had a funny face. My tongue kept poking in the place. I'm me, and what the hell can I do about it? Aeneas and Ascates descend to the underworld. On they go dimly beneath the lonely night, through dark, where the secret of each person's own identity is hidden. Like soldiers, old as the most ancient events on earth, yet still children. We must make contact with this darkness. It has a great deal to teach us. Yeats' fear that cannot be changed by an inch or an ounce. Everything we talk about, a thorn bush each of us approaches with caution, yet the sky, a gaunt, serious blue, and blossoms their trembling grace. I think I'll end with this one, patiently. Yes, and his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said yes, I will, yes. Caligonophobia, a fear of beautiful women. Would you love me better if I were a radish? Her 1920s lavender silk gown and Teddy set, ecru lace and three rosettes, he returns the fur-lined handcuffs. A week of chocolate in fits and starts. The last word of Ulysses is yes. Patiently she calls, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? The paradox of a nymph possessing her means being possessed had chosen thus to fling her soul upon the growing gloom. Precisely the challenge with dark matter detection. It's been with me, officer, all night long. The robot had already learned to lie. And so those are fun to do and exciting, and I'll keep doing it, even if people keep telling me it's kind of nuts. Thank you very much.
Clap again for Claudia.